heard, now we've talked about this before, is that, and I heard David Crosby say this, that almost everybody on stage at Woodstock was sober. They weren't high. That Jimi Hendrix, David Crosby said he saw Jimi Hendrix turn down a joint before he went on stage. But the whole thing was, anyway, I just think it'd be real. Anyway, so Larry Brilliant, Wavy Gravy, they're at the Commonwealth Club. Up at, Wavy, how are you, Mike? First of all, what do I call you, Wavy or Gravy?
Not Mr. Gravy, unless you're with the New York Times. And possibly not late for dinner either.
Yeah. You know
I
what?
Am Wavy or Wavy Gravy.
Man, you have seen a lot, my friend, and it's a real treat to talk to you. Not only are you an icon here in the Bay Area, but you know, 3,000 miles away, you were in the middle of something that's really never been repeated. And I'm talking about bringing 250,000 people together for a peaceful rally. And you know, today Donald Trump supporters would be there, and you know, it'd be a mess.
Three more years, and Woodstock will be 50, and I can ascend to hippie heaven.
Hey, let me ask you something. So I read, and I heard David Crosby talk about this too, that when they were on stage there, that most of the performers didn't get high for that because they were so nervous and they were trying to put this thing together and it was so overwhelming. And that this, you know, this whole legend about everybody being high on stage was not really true, that they were really professional about it. What do you remember? What did you see during that time?
Our scene was setting up a teepee where we would deal with people that had some problems with their chemistry. It was called the freakout tent. And I remember when the first freakout came onto the freakout tent, and he's going, "Joyce, 1946, Miami Beach." And this 300-pound Australian doctor leaned down on me and said, "Body contact." Body contact. And this hip psychiatrist leans in and says, "Just think of your third eye, man." I figured it was time for me to make my move. I said, "Excuse me, I'd like to try something." And they all backed up. I said, "What's this hippie going to do?" And he's going, "Miami Beach." I says, "What's your name, man?" "Miami Beach." "No, your name." "Bob." "Your name is Bob." And you could see the lost hotel slid out of his eyes.
I think he really liked it
that his name was Bob. I said, "Guess what, Bob? You've taken a little LSD, and it's going to wear off." He said, "Thank you." He didn't want to know third eye, third Bob. But when he was ready to rock and roll, we said, "Hold it. You see that sister coming through the door with her toes in her nose? That was you 3 hours ago. You're the doctor. Take over." And what? In that way, the scene regenerates.
Wait, I think I have to get high to follow that story. But when did you stop taking LSD?
Never.
I love it. Do you keep in touch with any of the guys from Woodstock, any of the old acts?
My moment of truth was when I said, "Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for $400,000, which was picked by Entertainment Weekly as one of the top entertainment lines of the 20th century. I was merely trying to get granola to hippies enmeshed in mud in their sleeping bag.
Hey, Wavy, was that you or Chipmunk who made the announcement, don't take the brown acid, that it's bad?
Chip. He had a voice like a melted Hershey bar being poured in your ear.
There's a trip, man. So, but you didn't answer my question. Do you keep in touch with any of the performers from Woodstock?
Absolutely. The most recent performer from Woodstock, of course, was Elvis Costello, who just played the Bay Area. And he sang "What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding" for me.
Wait, Elvis Costello wasn't at Woodstock, was he?
Woodstock 2 or 3. The first one made me famous. The second two got me paid.
All right, so you're doing this thing tonight in Marin, and it's sold out, I understand. But there, people maybe can find tickets on Craigslist or something. Hey, next time you're in the city, will you drop by and say hello?
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Real honor to talk to you, Wavy. And you stay in there. I want to see you on the 50th anniversary.
you know, I run a grown-up camp. I just don't do kids. You should come to adult camp of Winter Rainbow some year.
Will I see my third eye?
Absolutely. Okay. And your fourth and your fifth.
Okay. You take care of yourself, buddy. Thank you so much, Wavy.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. What a trip, man. You know, I tell you, I love it, though. Come on, man.